我在想今天天气这么冷齁，菩萨一定人一定很少，主要是因为我们最近有几个活动，有菩萨有看有两波的菩萨回台湾参加台湾的水陆法会了。
So today I actually expect that there won't many people here because first it's very cold today, and also a lot of people I think are going back to Taiwan to participate to important ceremonies.
然后呢，我们还有一组菩萨去支援 Boston 的活动。
And another group of people who come often, I think is on their way to Boston. There is some activity over there.
然后另外有一些的菩萨去 DC 哈，去支援那个诵念。最近有一个菩萨往生了，去诵念也是菩萨去支援了。
And there are some other practitioners, I think, are going to chanting for a chanting service because someone passed away recently.
在 DC 哈
，in DC area.
所以我想今天呢，我们现场菩萨不多，但是呢，龙天护法很多。
So today, even though there's not many people here, I still think there are a lot of other invisible beings here.
你们相信吗
？Do you believe that?
Okay. 好。只要有说法讲经的地方，又是讲说讲经的地方，龙天护法一定很多的。
Yes, as long as there's Dharma being taught, there will be a lot of innumerous invisible beings.
重点是你来了。
The important thing is that you're here.
好，那我们再讲哦，上上个礼拜我们谈到那个仙人哈，这个仙人加持之下，那个善财童子就可以看到非常多的状况，对吗？哦，那个状况，我们叫他有个名字叫力色无力，就是这个仙人有他的内在的修行力量，透过他手上去握着那个善财童子的手，然后加持过，善财童子就可以看到这个仙人可以看到一切现象。
So last week we talked about one good knowing advisor is called Rishi.Now, he had a special spiritual power that when he holds Sudana's hand and when he stretched out his hand, touched Sudana's crown, he can pass through his spiritual empowerment to Sudana.
所以呢，菩萨就适合跟我老师讲说，法师，我多么希望有一位仙人来握握我的头，握握我的手，让我也可以看到他的现象。
So after the talk, some people came to me and said, how I wish I could meet such a good knowing advisor who could hold my hand and touch my crown.
我跟你讲，其实诸佛菩萨可能给我们加持，我们只是不知道而已啊。
I want to say, actually, you know, a lot of great bodhisattvas may have come to you and empower you, you just don't know.
Okay, 好，那然后上一次我们也推荐了一个片子叫 Peaceful Warrior, 叫深夜在加油站遇见苏格拉底，我不晓得你们有没有去看。
And last time I also recommended a movie called Peaceful Warrior. I don't know if you have seen it.
有没有去看？有没有去看过？都
没有。Has anyone seen it?
好，没问题。今天我还在跟大家推荐一部电影。说法师，你推荐电影？好，我再跟大家讲一部片，叫做中文叫做《全面启动》。
So speaking of movie, I want to make another recommendation. It's called Inception.
听过吗？
Have you heard about it?
有嘛，哈，那个片子是非常非常好的片子，哈。那个片子是描述什么？描述透过那个药物的处理呢，它可以在人在睡眠状态当中，进到人的潜意识里面，去甚至是更深层的意识里面，去修改他的记忆。
So it's a very good movie. Basically, it says through some special medicine treatment, you can invade people's dreams and change their memories subconscious.
所以你知道什么东西叫记忆？大家知道吗？哈，我们什么叫意识？我们知道吗？意识就是我们今生做的业嘛，对吗？这个业呢，会从今生到来生。所以我们有一个名词叫做先后去先来做主翁，就是我们。往生的时候是最后离开的，可是投生的时候是最早投生到我们这身来的，这个就是我们的意识。
Okay, so what is a mind consciousness? We have a saying that the mind consciousness will come first when during the inception of a baby, but leaves first, leaves last, at last, when you about to die. And that's something that the mind consciousness is like a karma that carried away, carried from one lifetime to another lifetime.
好，另外最近我收到一篇文章，有一个菩萨呢，就是他截取这个有一份报纸叫做《自由时报》，他谈到呢，量子力学证实意识不死，我们的意识是不死的。
So, recently I read in paper that some research has shown that the quantum physics research has shown consciousness actually never dies.
正好就是我们菩萨送给我的，好，这我是要提出来谈一下。这篇文章主要是美国有一个 North Carolina 一个医学院的教授，他谈到说，从量子力学、量子物理学的角度来谈到的时候，发现他有足够的证据来证明，人死亡的时候，其实人的意识是没有消失的。
So it's a research done by Wake Forest University School of Medicine by Professor Lanza. His research shows that even upon death, the consciousness actually doesn't disappear.
那我们再想想看，我们来看一下，他说这个意识，他说其实上意识只是时间跟空间造成人的意识的工具。他说死亡的时候，这个死亡的东西只是存在这个意识当中。所以人死亡的时候，其实上这我们这个四大地水火风分离，可是这个意识本身是没有消失的。
So, consciousness exists when you have a concept of time and space. Actually, what really happens in during death is the four elements of body, starting to dissolve, the elements of earth, fire, water, wind, the four elements start to departure.
所以这个跟楞严经里面谈的东西非常的相似，我们可以看到楞严经里面谈说，因为人呢俱生无明呢，所以这个能所的作用呢，透过这个人呢产生所谓的外在的世界，所以世界是因为我们的能所而来回的震动产生的结果。所以这个死亡当下只是这个地水火风四大分离而已，但是这个意识呢，当他再找到一个新的色身的时候，会重新再存在，会带着过去生的业力来到今生来处理来表现。
So actually, this research result is consistent with Sharagama Sutra, which basically tells us, we are all born with ignorance, and because of the ignorance.The dualistic views of the world. So, we have the concept of death. And actually, the death is only the dissolving of the four elements of the form, the body. And the mind consciousness will exist, will continue until you find a new form, a new physical body. And before it finds a new form, new body, it will continue to exist. That's why there's a saying, it comes first, but it goes.At last.
好，那我刚刚提的这几个东西，只要告诉大家说，其实上当初佛开始说法的时候，一些东西呢，到现在慢慢慢慢的，我们可以发现科学可以来证明。
So, the reason I'm talking all this is because I want to show you that, the Buddhist texts had told us a lot of things in the past, and now it start to be verified, be proved by science.
所以你要知道，我们今天讲的主题是讲华严经嘛，哈。华严经当初释迦牟尼佛说的时候，其实当下众生其实并不听得懂的。可是慢慢，现在我们透过我们自己也慢慢有修行了，透过慢慢一些科学进步了，透过慢慢一些其他因缘具足的时候，我慢慢可以来理解华严经。所以我要跟大家讲说，你在听华严经的时候，其实要把心胸整个打开，它绝对不是我们这个凡夫的肉眼、凡夫的这个脑袋能可以想象的，应该把心胸打开。
So, I want to say that our subject is a flower adornment sutra, and when Buddha was introducing this sutra, not all of followers can understand actually, and the same here. When we start practicing more and proven by the science more and more, people can start to understand the Flower Dormant Sutra better. So I want to encourage everyone to open your heart, to listen carefully.
好，接着我们来参访第九位善知识，叫做圣热婆罗门。
So, we'll start our topic today with a nice good knowing advisor, Brahma Victorious Heat.
好，这个善财童子呢，就慢慢慢慢往南走之后呢，他就一边走一边修行。这个时候呢，有一位婆罗门叫做圣热婆罗门。圣热婆罗门他在那边修行。他修行的时候是这样子，就是说他的四边呢都是有大火围绕着他。然后呢中间有一座很高的山，是刀的山，上面全部是刀的山。那这个圣热婆罗门呢，他就从这个爬到这个刀山上面，然后跳下来，跳到那个火当中去。他用这样的方法来修行。
So Sudhana continues to see good knowing advisors and traveling south until he reached into a village, until he arrived at the village. And he saw a Brahma called Brahma Victorious Heat, who was practicing ascetic practice. He saw that the Brahma was surrounded by masses of fires. Surrounded by all fires on four sides, and in the middle of the fires, there was a mountain of knives. So the Brahma will climb to that mountain of knives, and then cast himself into the fire.
大家听到这样子，又是婆罗门，你会觉得他很外道吗？
So when you hear this story,And, you know, it's a Brahma, so it's not a Buddhist practice.
这个跟当初善财童子看到的状况，其实那个想法是相似的哦。当然，看了善财童子看到这个婆罗门之后，他还是跟他去顶礼。顶礼他就请问他说，我要怎么样才能够修菩萨的行门，菩萨的法门。
So what you just heard is exactly what Sudhana, was seeing at that time.But still, even though he had a doubt because it's Brahma, it's ascetic practice, not exactly Buddhist practice, he still went up and bowed and asked, I want to know how to practice Bodhisattva conduct.
就这个圣热婆罗门就跟他讲说，他说你要是能够爬上这个刀的山上，然后跳到这个火里面去的时候，你就能够学到我这个法门。
So that the Brahmas told him, well, if you can climb to that mountain of knives and then throw yourself into fire, then you can learn my Dharma door.
其实这个是这个婆罗门呢给善财童子的一个考验。他所修行的是印度外道所修行的一种叫做五热炽身，五种五个热，炽身就是烧身的五种。然后主要是因为四面有火嘛，哈。然后上面有太阳，就是五面都有这个火，它叫五热炽身的方法。
So actually, this is a test that Brahma gave to Sudhana. What he was practicing is a practice called five fires from the Hinduism. So why it's called five fires? Because he was he's surrounded by fires on four sides.And then upon that, there was a sun above his head. So it adds up to five fires.
我要问菩萨们，只要今天有个善知识告诉你说这样子做的时候，你会产生什么样的念头出来？
So I want to ask you, if today there's a good knowing advisor told you that, what kind of thoughts would you have?
你会产生很多念头吗？会吗？会哈，我想是会的，会的。
Will you have a lot of thoughts on your mind? Yes, probably.
我下面要描述善财童子产生的十八种念头，我们来看一下他的念头。
So we're going to talk about the 18 thoughts that Sudhana give rise to.
第一个，他觉得这个人生很难得啊。他说我爬到上面去，然后跳到那个火里面，我的人那个色身不就没有了吗？这是第一个念头。
So his first thought was, well, it's difficult to attain this human body. If I climb to this mountain of knives and throw myself into fires, wouldn't I lose my human body?
他说呢，假如说我只要跳下去的时候，我不是被火烧了吗？那就变成火难了吗？所以这要离开这种灾难还真的很困难呢。这是第二个念头。
So the second thought is, if I throw myself into the fire, I will be burned. It's a disastrous. So it's hard to get away from this disastrous. Yeah.
他说，要是能够没有灾难的话，实在是更不容易。这是第三个念头。
So his third thought was, it's even more difficult, to have no disastrous.
好，这个三个负面念头之后，下面产生几个正向念头。他想说，可是要得到清净的法也不容易啊。
The fourth thought he has was, but at the same time, it's also not easy to get, wonderful pure Dharma.
然后讲说，要是能够遇到佛也不容易啊。
The next thought was, well, it's not easy to encounter Buddha.
要诸根都能够具足也不容易啊。
The next one was, it's not easy to have, full faculties.
能够听闻到佛法也不容易啊。
The next one was, it's not easy to be able to hear Dharma.
能够遇到好的人、善良的人也不容易。
The next one was, it's not easy to encounter good people.
要遇到真正的善知识不是不容易的。
It's also difficult to encounter real good knowing advisors.
要得到真正的正法的教化是不容易的。
And it's also difficult to get, real Dharma teachings.
要得到真正的正命是不容易的。
It's also difficult to get, right livelihood.
要随着这个正法去修行是不容易的。
And it's even harder to practice according to the Dharma.
好，这几个正向念头之后呢，他又出现负面念头了。他说，这个圣热婆罗门，难道他是魔王吗？是不是魔叫他来试验我的呢？
Then he gave a rise to the thought that, is this Brahma a demon? Is that, you know, demon ask him to challenge me?
假如他不是魔的话，他是不是魔的徒众啊？
Even he's not demon, maybe he's a disciple of demon.
或是他是不是假借成一个善知识的样子，来让我不要种善根呢？
Or perhaps he just appear as a good knowing advisor, but in fact he just want to you know, harm me, ask me not to have good roots.
或是他可能是我的生命当中的灾难，来障碍我修行的方法吧。
Or maybe he's just an obstacle in my life and want to obstruct me from gaining wisdom.
他大概是要把我带入这个恶道里面去吧。
Or maybe he wants to drag me down into evil path.
最后一个想法是，他可能是来障碍我修行，障碍我怎么样学习佛法的。
And his last thought was, he probably comes to obstruct me from practicing.
所以我稍微看了一下，他大概有九个正向的念头，九个负向的念头。
So if you take a closer look, he generated 9 positive thoughts and 9, negative thoughts.
我要问大家，你还有其他念头吗？
I want to ask you, do you have any other thoughts?
假设你到，你还有其他念头吗？
If you were there, would you have any other thoughts?
好，我们来回来看。那个善财童子有了上面那个种种的那个怀疑啊矛盾的念头之后呢，其实并不是他不舍不得这个身体是牺牲，只是他是怕呢失去了这个修道的因缘。
So Sudana had a lot of thoughts, but it's not because he was just attached to his body, his life, he didn't want to sacrifice. It's really because he didn't want to lose the opportunity to practice Dharma.
当然这样的状况也表示说他的智慧不深也不够圆满，所以对这个善知识的考验下呢，他产生这种怀疑了。
But the fact that he had so many thoughts also show that his wisdom has not yet so deep and his practice hadn't been perfected yet, because that's why he gave a rise to doubt when tested by good knowing advisor.
当这个善财童子在动这样念头的时候呢，这个时候就有一万个梵天哈、哦、就出现了。
So when Sudana had this thought, There were 10,000 celestial beings appeared and then spoke to him.
他就讲说，善男子啊，他说你不要动这样的妄念哦，千万不要打这样的念头哦。他说这个圣热婆罗门啊，他已经得到一种三昧。他说他是发大勇猛金刚心来度脱一切众生的。他说让众生的一切心中都不得到不退转。
So, the 10,000 celestial beings spoke to him and said, good man, don't think this way, don't give right to such thought, because this great Brahma victorious heat, he has obtained the light of the Vajra Bliss Samadhi. He generated great vigor and to save all beings from regression.
他说呢，他想要让众生啊，这个贪爱的心啊，能够干掉干渴。
And he wants to dry up all the seeds of greed and love.
他想要截断众生一切邪见的念头。
And he wants to sever all nets of deviated views of all beings.
他想要断除众生对生老死的怖畏，就是害怕。
And he wants to remove the fear of old and death of all sentient beings.
这句话很重要，他众生都害怕死亡嘛，害怕生老病死嘛，他要断掉他们对这个害怕。
This is a very important lie, because all beings are afraid of death, and this Brahma wants to help beings overcome this fear.
他想要断除众生的三世当中，过去是、现在是、未来是的一切障碍。
And he wants to destroy the obstacles from the past lives, present lives, and future lives.
他甚至希望发愿要放出一切的光明来照耀在黑暗当中的众生。
And he even vowed to emit the light of all dharmas to help all the beings in the dark.
他说我们这些梵天啊，其实上都有一种邪见啊，都自称自己是很自在的人。他说我们是创造万物的主宰。但是呢，当我们看到这个婆罗门呢、他用这个五热的方法来烤他的身体的时候，我们发现我们在自己在我们的宫殿里面，对原来那种禅定的乐已经不欢喜，已经不执着，不坐坐在那个禅定的当中。他说，我们都一起来顶礼礼拜这个婆罗门，这个婆罗门就会跟我们说法，让我们灭除一切的邪见，除去一切的慢心，然后真正来实行所谓的大悲的法门。所以我们在因此而发的很多很大的心，发菩提心，然后让我们能够常常见到佛，常常能够听到法，而且心中没有障碍。
So the celestial being said, we are all gods in this, heavenly world, but all of us has a deviated view, and we all claim that we are self-mastery, and we are the creator. We are the creators of all things. And we thought we are the most supreme ones. But when we saw this Brahma using five fires to throw himself into these five fires, we actually no longer take pleasure or attach to our palace. And when we visit and prostrate to this good knowing advisor, he can use spiritual powers to show ascetic practice and talk dharmas to us and help us to remove all deviated views, help us to remove the arrogance we have, and help us generate a compassion and practice compassion conduct. And he helps us to be able to see all Buddhas and hear all Dhamma. So by doing all this, our minds are no longer obstructed.
好，不只是这个梵天哦，连那个魔啊，天魔也来了，也是一万多个天魔就出现了。他们呢，先用那个摩尼宝珠就散在这个婆罗门身上，然后就跟这个善财童子讲说，善男子啊，他说当这个婆罗门用这种五种火焰来烤他的身体的时候，这个发出来这个光明呢，把我们天魔的所有的光都遮住了，那一切的宫殿就黑暗像墨一样。他说我们都不起欢喜心的， 所以我们就会携带一切的眷属来拜访这个婆罗门。这个时候婆罗门就为我们说法，让我们这些天魔啊、天子啊、天魔女魔女啊，都能够得到无上的正等正觉，得到不退转的果位。
So there's another group of beings, celestial beings, appeared in empty space and said, they sprayed the jewelries on this Brahmas and told Sudana, when is Brahma using the practices five fires, ascetic practice, the light of the fire will brighten all our palace and sky. And then it helps us to remove our attachment. And when we prostrate to this Brahma and visit him, he would preach Dharma to us and help us to achieve equal enlightenment and achieve non-regression results.
不只是这样子哦，不只是只有梵天跟天魔，甚至天龙八部都来了。天龙八部呢，都率众来供养、赞叹这个婆罗门。然后他就讲说，他也帮他们说法，让众生都能够发菩提心。
Okay, so actually the second group we just talked about, there's some translation does say refer them as heavenly demons. I didn't translate that way because I wasn't sure demons are living heaven, but anyway, it's called heavenly demons. So not just the celestial beings, heavenly demons said that there are also other 10,000 kings of the heaven or other celestial beings, non-humans, appeared and appraised Brahma's five-five practice and said it helps them to generate the Bodhi mind.
所以这个善财童子本来对这个婆罗门产生怀疑心哦，听到这么多的天龙八部啊、梵天啊来赞叹来这样之后，他就想，他这时候就发起的欢喜心，然后呢，他就跑去跟这个婆罗门忏悔。他说我在大善知识的这个地方呢，我升起这种不善的心跟怀疑心，希望你能够原谅我，能够让我在这边做忏悔。
So after Sudana heard, you know, heard from celestial beings, heavenly demons, they all praised this great good-knowing advisor. And then he gave rise to great joy, actually, and he went to this Brahma and said, prostrated and said, I apologize to giving rise to a thought that was not wholesome, and I want to apologize. I hope you can accept my repentance.
所以这个婆罗门就跟善财童子讲说，他说有诸菩萨能够随顺善知识的教诲，然后呢不应该存有怀疑跟恐惧的心，这样子的话你能够安住你的心，然后不为境界所动。你要知道这样的人最后他能够获得很大的利益，他将在菩提树下成为无上正等正觉的果位。
So this Brahma said to Sudana, if there are people who can accord with good knowing advisors' teachings, he should not have doubt or fear, and he can dwell on serenity, and their mind should be unmoving, and such people will definitely reap vast benefits, and eventually that person will sit under the Bodhi tree, accomplish equal unsurpassed enlightenment.
好，这个善财童子讲了这么多话了，最后呢不得不就上山了，好，上到那个刀山上的时候就跳到那个火里面去了。
Okay, so after done so much talking, Sudana leaves him no choice but climb up to the mountains of knives and cast himself into the fire.
好，我们来看看这个跳下去的那个状态。当他还跳下去还没碰到火的状态的时候呢，他马上得到一种叫菩萨善住的三昧。主要是因为上面没有山嘛，从山上跳下来，可是还没碰到火，所以实际上是不着两边，不在中间，这个叫无所住的状态下， 他得到这个三昧叫做菩萨善住三昧。
So now let's take a closer look at what happened to him. So he climbed up to the mountain of knives and casted himself into the fire. So he jumped, but before he reached the fire, he obtained a samadhi of good dwelling because right at that moment, he was in the middle of nowhere, kind of because he was not on the mountain of knives anymore and he hasn't touched the fire yet. So it's like in the empty space.
那当他碰到这个火的当下的时候呢，得到所谓的菩萨极净极净乐的神通三昧。
And when he touches the fire, he obtained the samadhi of still quiet bliss and spiritual penetration.
主要是因为他碰到火的当下呢，正是到所谓的般若的实体。
Because when his body touched the fire, he experienced the reality of Pajraparamita.
所以这个后来这个善财童子就是跟婆罗门讲说，他说好奇怪呢，他说大善者，他说像这样的刀山跟火炬的时候，为什么让我身体在接触的时候有这么安稳，这么快乐呢？
So he was really puzzled. He was very curious, and he asked, "It's so strange, so interesting, great sage. Why when such a mountain of knives?" And great fires, why they didn't hurt me, but when my body touched them, actually give me great peace and serenity. Why is that? Why it's so joyful?
这善财童子的这个问题啊，这个婆罗门没有回答他，他只是跟他讲说，我这个法门叫做无尽轮解脱法门。
So, the Brahma actually did not respond to Sudana's questions. Instead, he told him,practice is called the liberation of the never-ending wheel of a bodhisattva.
他说我只有这个法门，我要介绍你去参访别人了。
Okay, so this is the only Dhamma method, Dhamma do I have, and I have to recommend you to continue to visit other good knowing advisors.
好，我们就他这个状态，我们来做一点点讨论哈。通常我们都认为这个婆罗门这个外道的各种修法好像是没有意义的嘛，哦，我们都觉得它是没有意义，所以难怪这个善财童子会发出这样的疑问，说：“哎呀，他是不是魔来考验我啊？是不是要来夺取我的性命啊
？”So let's pause and do a little bit discussion here. Generally, we would think out pathers' practice are not valuable. That's why Sudana will.Give rise to such thought, whether this Brahma is a real good knowing advisor or is a demon, is he coming to help me or actually trying to harm me?
其实这个圣热婆罗门的方法主要是以修行，由死亡为修行的法门。它这种甚至它是触及到我们身体内在的这个潜在那种不愿面对死亡的这种恐惧。当我们突破，然后并放下一切恐惧的时候，这个勇气就自然呈现了。
So this Brahma's practice is based on meditating on death, and the death touches deeply our deep fear and insecurity. And when you could overcome this and let go of death, the fear of death, your courage will naturally appear.
重点是不管是这个山啊或是这个火啊，其实上都是我们那种恐惧的东西，它让我们远离这个恐惧之后，真正的清净心就出现了。
So no matter it's the mountain of all knives or the fire, they all represent our deep fear of death. And once we can let go the fearOur pure mind will naturally appear.
甚至于生成这个般若智慧也会呈现出来。
And even the deep Pajraparamita, the pure wisdom will appear.
所以我们可以看到说，这个华严经它所描述对于死亡的态度，并不是我们逃到佛国净土去就好了，不是的，也是要我们积极的去面对，真正去感受。那当你脱落了这一切恐惧跟害怕的时候， 其实本性具足的这个智慧就自然呈现，就回归我们所谓真实的本来面目。
So from this we can see, So from this we can see the attitude towards death described in Flower Adornment Sutra is that we do not escape to Buddha lands to seek protection from death, nor do we worry about death, but instead we actually face it and experience all the fears, and only. By then when you can let go of everything, reach that state, then your natural wisdom will eventually appear. And then you can come back to the original face of yourself.
所以这个善财童子参访的这个圣热婆罗门的这个善知识呢，得到的结果就是要无我，而且真正面对，然后呢，又回一个清净的所谓的本来面目。
So the teachings learned from this Gunung Advisor is a concept of no self, and you have to face your fears, and then you can obtain the original faith.
好，接着他就参访下一位善知识，名字叫做慈行童女，慈悲的慈，行走的行，童女。
Okay, so we'll move on to next good knowing advisor, which is called Madam Kind Conduct.
好，这个慈行童女呢，她是一个叫狮子床王的女儿，其实上是公主啦，狮子王头人。那她在她的宫殿叫做毗卢遮那藏宫殿。那她的500个童女围绕着她，她坐在这个非常殊胜的庄严桌子上，在跟一切信众在说法。
So, this good knowing advisor actually is a princess. She is a daughter of the Lion Banner King, and she has 500 attendants serving her, and she lives in the palace of Varachana. She seated on the throne and was preaching Dharma.
所以当这个善财童子一直要往宫殿去，要去参访这个童女的时候呢，他见到非常非常多的众生都往这个宫殿上走，他就问他说，你们要去哪里啊？他说，我们要到慈行童女的宫殿去啊，要听他演说法。
So when Sudana went to the palace and want to see this maiden kind conduct, he saw a lot of people also on their way to the palace, and he asked, where are you going? And they said, we are going to the palace of the princess to listen to Dharma.
然后善财童子一想，诶，这个是个王宫，诶，这个皇宫竟然没有门禁哦，没有门禁，那这样子我应该也可以进去吧。
And Sudana thought to himself, well, this palace is interesting because it's without bars or doors or obstruction, so I probably should be able to go in as well.
就他进到这个毗卢遮那宫殿之后，发现哇，这个宫殿非常非常的殊胜。他说用金啊，盐湖潭金啊做墙壁，然后玻璃啊，然后琉璃啊做柱子啊，非常非常的殊胜。然后这个其实这整个宫殿显现出一种光明的状态，其实都是这个慈行童女她的德行圆满，心地清净所呈现的结果。其实这个就是华藏世界所描述的诸佛菩萨的世界。
So after Sudana went in,He looked at the palace. The ground was made of crystal, and the pillars was made by all kinds of gems. The hundreds of thousands of lights made up the windows and doors. A lot of jewelry served as ornaments. So the whole palace looks magnificent and full of light.Actually, this palace is a symbol of the Buddha land.
所以这个善财童子就往前走，去跟慈行童女顶礼之后，他就说问了，就是问他问同一个问题，他说：“大善财知识啊，我要怎么样才能够行菩萨道？怎么样修菩萨行？”
So Sudana went up to this maiden kind conduct, and he prostrated and said. good great sage, how can I practice Bodhisattva path?
所以这个童女并没有直接回答他，就跟他讲说，他说你应该去观察我这个殿里面，大殿里面的宫殿的状态，每一个地方去秒去好好的观察这个每一个细节的地方。
So, the Guno advisor did not answer him directly. Instead, she said, good man, you should observe adornments of my palace carefully.
所以善财童子就去看了，看每一个墙壁啊，每一根柱子啊，每一个镜子啊，每一个摩尼宝珠啊，他发现啊，在每一个东西，每一个庄园区上面呢，都可以看到一切法界每一尊佛成佛的过程，从他的初发心，怎么样修菩萨行，怎么样发菩萨愿，然后具足一些成就，最后怎么样成佛，然后转法轮，然后甚至以视线涅槃的整个过程，巨细靡遗的呈现出来。
So Sudana obeyed what the Guno advisor told him, and he proceeded to look around carefully on every wall, every pillar, in every mirror, every image, in every shape, in every many gem, in every object of adornment. He observed carefully and saw the reflections of Buddha of the Dharma realm from their beginning, bring forth to the initial resolve, their cultivating of the Bodhisattva conduct, their accomplishing and fulfilling of great vows, their beginning with merits and virtue, their realizing equal and proper enlightenment, their turning the wonderful Dharma wheel up to and including their manifestation, entry into Nirvana.
这个整个殿堂里面这个庄严的境界全部都是这个童女啊，她过去生中修行而且她的善根力量所呈现出来的。
So all of this came about through the power of good roots from past lives of this Madame kind conduct.
所以这个执行童女就跟她讲说，她说我这个法门叫做般若蜜庄严法门，这是我在36恒河沙佛所学到的法门。他说佛呢用不同的方法告诉我，让我证入这个法门，同时呢每一尊佛说法之后呢，其余的佛不会再重复说相同的法，让我证得这样的一种方法。
So she told Sudana, this is a door of universal adornment of Pajaparamita. I have sought and obtained this Dharma in the presence of Buddhas of the number of sand grains in 36 Ganges rivers. Each of those Buddha used a different door to cause me to enter the door of universal adornment of Pajaparamita. And what one Buddha had proclaimed, the rest of the Buddhas would not repeat.
So I want to ask Buddha, 他遇到36恒河沙的佛耶，我们遇到多少尊佛？
So I want to ask you, she had encountered the number of Buddhas of sand grains in 36 Ganges rivers. How many Buddhas have you encountered?
哇，他是真的非常非常有善根，好，所以有这么多的佛在跟他说法。
So she really has good roots from past lives. So there are so many Buddhas come to her the preaching Buddha.
好，佛经就讲到这个地方。那我们来讨论一下，刚刚我们听到什么
？Okay, so let's pause and do a little bit discussion.
我们在看哈，这个慈心童女啊，其实上她是国王的女儿嘛，哈，公主嘛，哈。但是呢，我们看到她有个特质。他视富贵如浮云，为什么这样讲？因为啊，他的宫殿这么殊胜呢，但是他没有门禁呢，任何人可以自由进出哎。他知道说一切万法都是如幻视现的，他只是在幻中做佛事而已。
So this Guno advisor is a princess.But she lives in a great palace, but she sees the wealth as empty cloud. and understand all things are just like illusions. And she's merely just talking Dharma in this all kinds of illusions. And this great palace has no doors. Anyone can go in. It's just like a place of moon and water.
对，就像一个水月道场一样，是，对，他只是暂时呈现在世间而已。他非常的知道这种状态，所以他在当下的时候用利用这样一个方式呈现一个这样的道场，来示现这个东西，让善财童子正好有因缘可以看到。
So this palace is like a palace of made by water and the moon. It only appears temporarily based on causes and conditions. And Sudhana just happened to have the right causes and conditions can go in and listen to Dharma.
大家知道我们法鼓山最近有一个寺院名字称为水月道场吧，我们的农禅寺对吗？是的，其实师父就在告诉我们，其实这一切都是因缘所生的，当下因缘成就的，在示现说法的状态，一切都是梦幻泡影。
You probably have heard that one of the Dharma Drum Mountain's affiliate is called the Place of Water and the Moon, because Shifu wants to tell us that all the things we have seen encountered in the right this moment is like illusory. It's just appear at this moment. It's based on the causes and conditions.
当我们的心从这个执着当中能够解脱出来的时候，就不再有事情被遮住了，这个时候我们本性的光明就自然会呈现出来。
And when our mind no longer attached to things and can be liberated, the light of the mind will come through and nothing will be covered anymore, and your original face will be seen.
同时这个万法本空这个面目会被呈现出来，所以诸佛他示现成佛啊，发心啊，成就佛道转法轮这现象就能够没有障碍的被呈现出来了。其实上是我们心清净，所以我们看到了这一切。
And when your mind is pure, there's the process of giving rise to the body mind and turning the wheel, practicing, all these phenomena can be revealed.Can appear in front of you because once your mind is pure.
其实这个世间不就是一个水月道场吗？是吗？哈，一切万法都是如幻视现的。我们常常执着，其实是空，可是执为有，所以就是我们众生愚痴无明轮回的一个根本。所以我们从刚刚这个善知识的这个例子，我们就可以知道说，一切都是梦幻泡影，只有无我。才能够照见所谓的本来面目。
So actually, this world is like a huge palace of water and the moon. Everything, all phenomena are illusory. But if you attach to things and think those things as real, then there's ignorance. And then you won't be able to see your original face.Only when you have let go of everything has a concept of no self, then you will be able to see your original face.
所以希望菩萨们听完的故事能够把那个重点记得，这是一切现象都是如幻视现的，我们还是能够回到我们清净的本来面目。
So I hope after you hear this story, you can understand that all the phenomena you've seen you're in are justtemporarily appearing. It's based on causes and conditions. It's like illusion, so don't attach to anything.
好，接着呢，就透过这个慈心童女的介绍呢，善财童子就去参访他的第十一位善知识，叫善见比丘。
Next good knowing advisor is called good seeing Bhikshu, were recommended by Madden good kind conduct.
好，这善财童子一步一步往南走之后呢，就看到这个善见比丘呢，他在这个森林中在惊醒，就发现这个善见比丘啊，非常的殊胜，他身上有 32相好80随行，就是 佛的这样的相好非常的圆满，而且呢还发现那个天龙八部都围绕在他，在跟他顶礼恭敬合掌。
So Suddhodana continued to travel south, and when he arrived at the kingdom, he saw the good seeing Bhikshu was walking in the forest, in the woods. When he saw him, he noticed that he had 32 great physical characteristics and 80 good appearance. Looks very magnificent. There's also all kinds of, he was also surrounded by all kinds of celestial beings, having them bowing to him.
从我这样子一直在跟大家开始介绍这个法界入法界品的时候，你可以发现，当释迦牟尼佛在说法，在说的这些状态的时候，其实都是佛菩萨的境界，不是吗？佛菩萨用各种方法示现出来的。
So when So if you pay attention, you'll notice all the good knowing writers, when we talk about them, they all like the state of great bodhisattvas or buddhas. They're just showing, appearing in different ways to us.
好，那当然这个善财童子就走上前去，就顶礼这个善见比丘，就还是问同样的问题啊。他说：“我怎么样才能够学菩萨行？怎么样行菩萨道？”
So when Suddhodana saw this picture, of course he went up and joined palms and bowed and asked, "Great sage, I have resolved to generate Bodhi mind. Please help me understand how to practice Bodhisattva conduct and how to practice Bodhisattva path."
这个三界比丘有讲，他说啊，他说我年纪很轻啊，他出家不久，但是我这一生当中呢，在38恒河沙那么多的佛道场当中修行，自尽其意，修行清净泛恨。
So, Good Seeing Bhikshu said, "Good man, actually, I'm still young, and I haven't become a monk for a while. But in my lifetime, I have visited a lot of a number of." Practicing places. The number is 38 grains of sand of Ganges rivers, and practice Dharma.
你想想看，一生可以遇到38恒河沙的那个佛的道场去修行，真的是非常非常的殊胜，而且是不可思议。
So just imagine, just within his lifetime, he has already visited. Such a great number of monasteries in the practice, it's unimaginable.
那在这个经典描述他说我在有佛的道场呢，有时候是一日一夜或是七日七夜清净来修行这个泛恨，甚至于更长更长时间在听闻佛说法。
So he said, In those monasteries, he practiced day and night, 7 days, up to 7 days, 7 nights, up to a half month, 1 month, 1 year, 100 years, a million years, a billion years.
修行清净泛恨，听闻佛说法。
And he practiced all kinds of practice and listened to Buddha's talks.
我想说一日一夜七日七夜，我们一天能够有多少时间听闻佛法？
So I want to say he listened to Dharma day and night, 7 days and 7 nights. How much time we can listen to Buddha's talk?
在一天之内，
within one day.
所以为什么他会有那么多，有38恒河沙那么多的佛在给他说法，是因为其实他日月精进，非常的用功。
So the reason he can have so many Buddhas come to him and give him talks is because he's very diligent.
他说我接受佛的教化，而且呢我来庄严说佛所发的一切大愿，而且我真正的深入佛所说的一切的道理，同时呢我能够修行来满足所谓的六度波罗蜜，然后我也看见每一尊佛在跟众生说法。
So he said, I accept teachings from all Buddhas and adore all their vows, and deeply absorb their teachings of each Buddha, practice all conduct, Bodhisattva conducts, especially six paramitas.
他说我在各个佛的道场里面去学习佛法的时候呢，虽然是接受不同的教化，但是我心里一点都很，心里都很清楚，不会混淆。他说一直走到没尊佛入涅盘等等为止，所以佛的对我的教化我非常非常的清楚。这个法门叫做就是清净一切诸佛的波罗蜜法门。
So he said, even though I have been to different Buddha's places and accepted different teachings, but I'm not, I won't mix them or get confused at all. I will uphold that Buddha's teachings until that Buddha enters to Nirvana. I also understand each Buddha's vows and the Dharma door that they practice. And this method is called getting closer to all Buddha's liberation door.
你有没有想想他到底是用什么方法在修行？你有没有很想知道他到底用什么方法在修行？
Do you really want to know what method actually he's using to practice?
好，我们来看看。他说，我在精行的时候呢，我一念当中，所有一切十方的事情。全部在我眼前出现，因为我的智慧完全清净，所以完全没有障碍。
So he said, when I'm walking just with within one thought, all phenomena in 10 directions will appear in front of me because my wisdom is pure and there's no obstruction.
他说，而且我一念当中呢，所有一切世界接在我的眼前呈现。
And within one thought, all worlds will appear in front of me.
然后有不可说那么多的佛刹都非常的清净庄严。
And also, lots of Buddha's palaces, places, Buddha lands will appear, magnificent Buddha's lands will appear in front of me.
然后我在一念当中，我也看到诸佛菩萨不可说诸佛菩萨的清净法身在我面前出现。
And I also see unspeakable, a lot of Buddha's Buddha forms appear, pure form in, forms appear in front of me.
他说我一念当中呢，我恭敬供养不可说为尘刹那么多的佛。
Within one thoughtI make offerings to numerous Buddhas.
然后我在一念当中，我也领受到不可说那么多佛的佛法。
And within one thought, I also accept all kinds of innumerable Buddha teachings.
就是他的一念当中就是这样子这么清净，所以我见到一切佛在转法轮教化众生。
So within one thought, because it's so pure,He has seen so many Buddhas coming to him and giving him teachings.
最后他讲说，我已经得到了知一切世界当中一切三世中的每一个时每一个分极微小的这些东西。他说这种就是我的智慧光明所显现的缘故。
So this is because so within each thought I have understandall worlds, and each minute, each second, such a small time space, that's because the power of the wisdom and light.
他说我这个法门叫做菩萨随顺灯解脱法门。
So this Dharma door is called the Bodhisattva's liberation light door.
这个华严经就讲到这里 就描述到这里了。
Okay, so this is what Sutra says.
我要跟菩萨们，最近我们不是在上莲花宝忏吗？对吗？
So I want to pause and discuss. And recently, we have been starting another repentance, the Young Emperor repentance.
我有跟菩萨们讲说，每天你要拜佛的时候，要动什么念头拜佛？要一念一心顶礼十方三世三宝。
So I have been talking that when you do prostrations, what you should be thinking about. When you prostrate, you should think the Buddhas from three lives and from all directions.
不只是佛，三宝，佛法僧。
Not just the Buddhas, but also three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha.
你这样了解了吗？你懂了吗？为什么是这样子吗？你看像这个朋友，他一念当中可以观照、观想到这么多佛菩萨的境界，其实就是一念当中、清净当中得到的。所以菩萨，你在拜佛的时候，也要观想你带领的一切众生在顶礼十方三世、过去、现在、未来三世的三宝、佛、法、僧三宝。
So, you see, now you understand why I asked you to do so. When you prostrate, you should visualize, you're prostrating with all sentient beings in front of, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, the three jewels from 10 directions, from past lives, present lives, and future lives.
当然了，当下你拜下去的时候，你还要发愿呢。我们希望我们的忏悔除了忏悔自己以外，忏悔一切众生过去的一切的业障，让我们能够身心清净，而能够领受佛法，而早日成佛。
And also, when you prostrate, you need also make vows that and vow to repent all the evil deeds you have committed, all the karma, bad karmas you have committed in the past lives, and also all sentient beings, bad karmas and repent, hopefully the power of the three jewels can purify you and help you see your true nature and become enlightened sooner.
是的，重点就是你要发大心哦，我们带领一切众生在顶礼十方三世三宝，而且一念当中要念及十方三世的三宝。
So the important thing is you need to give rise to great vows. You need to lead all beings prostrate at the same time. And within one thought, you need to think of all three jewels in 10 directions.
所以你看这个善界比丘，他在森林中进行的时候，其实上他不是在走而已，着重的是这个心的功夫啊，他在心上下功夫。到下功夫的时候，其实他每一个当下的时候，他所念头的都是十方的诸佛菩萨的净土，而且每一个念头这么清净，都跟诸佛菩萨的清净的净土所相应。所以呢，每一个念头的时候，当下度化的是在那个身体里面的一切的众生。
So now we see, when this picture was walking in the woods, he's not just merely walking, because when he's walking, he thought his mind is with all pure lands in 10 directions. Within his mind, within each thought, he was thinking of Buddha's pure lands and was helping delivering sentient beings in that Buddha land.
所以这个善知识的这个参访呢，最后我们得到的结论是说，一念清净，一念见净土，念念清净，念念见净土。
So from this Gnoyin Advisor's method, we learn that one thought, if you have one pure thought and your mind is in the pure land, so with having each thought being pure and in the Buddha land, you're always in the Buddha land.
好，在看华严经不容易看，是因为华严经它讲的经文很精简。可是你要是不要看到，没有看到里面那个性的部分，你只看到相的部分，那个相上其实就只有这样的描述而已。可是你要回到那个性上，在讨论什么东西， 从深层去看它，其实华严经每一个善知识的参访都非常的精彩。
The reason some people think Flower Dormant Sutra is hard to understand is because people just stop on the surface about all the phenomena as if they were only talking about all unbelievable phenomena. But actually, you need to read between the lines and dive deep to understand the essence the sutra is talking about.
当然现在我跟大家分享的都是我自己的解读，我想应该有更深入的解读方法了。
Of course, this talk is just my understanding I'm sharing with you. Each person could have different understanding.
好，接着这个善知童子往下参访，下一个善知识叫做自在主童子，小朋友，小童子。
The next one, Sudana went on to visit the next school knowing advisor. It's called, I think it's a Sanskrit name, it's called Inchayashavara. He's a child.
Okay. 好，他看到那个小童子啊，他带领的一万个小童子啊，在沙滩上在堆那个堆沙，就是在那边玩那个沙啊，在那个河旁，河的旁边，应该是河的旁边，在堆那个沙，就好像做沙雕一样，在堆沙。然后做什么？做佛像啊。然后还在拜佛啊，就在那边玩游戏。
Okay, so Sudana went up to see this Gunno advisor, which is a youth. He saw that he was playing in the sand in near the river conjunction.
我要问菩萨，你们都去过海边嘛？去过沙滩嘛？也看过小菩萨在堆沙雕嘛？请问你会是觉得他是善知识吗？
So I want to ask you, you probably have been to the beach and playing, you have seen children playing the sand. Have it ever occurred to you that they could be good knowing advisors?
其实他是，只是我们不了，我们不认识他而已嘛。
Actually, those children could be good knowing advisors, you just don't know.
好，那当然这个善知童子就往前去，就是顶礼了，就问了，他就说我已经发菩提心了，他说我，但是我不知道怎么样来修菩萨行。
So Sudana went up and prostrated to this youth and asked, I have give rise to the Bodhi mind, but I don't know how to practice Bodhisattva path.
So 这个善男，这个自在主童子就跟他讲说，他说你知道吗？在往昔过去的时候，我曾经在文殊师利菩萨的道场里面修行，学过什么？学过文学，学过算术，学过数学。学过印刷等，这所谓的工巧明的所谓的神通智慧的法门。他说因为这个法门呢，让我知道世间的所谓的文书、数学，还有算术，还有印，还有戒处，就是十八戒、戒处的种种法门。他说我因为这样而误入所谓的一切工巧神通智法门。
So that youth said, good man, in the past, I have practiced with Manjushri Bodhisattva. I learned all kinds of literary math, mathematics, and all kinds of skills. And because of this, because of my practice, I understand all kinds of world knowledge of literature, math, printing. So, and in 12 realms and 18 places. So this Dharma door is called the door of knowledge encompassing higher knowledge of all practical arts.
他说我透过这个法门呢，我能够治疗什么？治疗中风、痉挛、癫痫的病人，或是人被这个鬼魅所附着的这个病人，或是身体消瘦啊、脸色苍白啊、神经失常的这个种种这种现象的人。他说，其实这就是五明当中的所谓一方明。
So, because of those trainings practice, I can heal.People who have strokes, all kinds of strokes, seizures, or obsessed by ghosts, ghost beings, or people who are insane or almost about to die. So I have the ability to heal all these people, and this is called the one of the five abilities called the ability of the healing.
好，另外我透过这个方法呢，我能够建，能够造哈，造城市，造聚落，造村庄，造花园，造丛林，投亭台楼阁、宫殿等等等等不同的住所住的地方，这就是所谓的工巧民。
Also, I also have architecture skills. I can develop cities, village, gardens, palace, pavilions, all kinds of buildings. And this is another, this is second ability of architecture.
第三个呢，我能够调制各种不同的药，然后呢，我可以，我也善于管理一切所谓的农工商的一切行业，知道怎么样进退，有条不紊，这就是五明当中所谓的声明。
And I'm also good inventing all kinds of spiritual medicines, and I actually got MBA degree. Very good at in charge of administrating business industries, and I know when I should. When I should be aggressive, when I should hold back, and I can manage business very well.
好，这个叫声明。
And this is the ability of management.
好，第四个呢，他说，我又能够知道分别众生身上的这种，众生的身相哈。他说，比如说做善的人，他身上就有那个善的味道。做恶的人呢，身上就发出那个恶的味道，所以就知道说这个众生呢会生善的地方，有众生会生恶的地方。他说我都知道，这个叫因明，因果的因。
And also, I know, I know all kinds of beings. I have this ability of causes. So I can smell, I can, for example, good people will have a specific smell, specific aroma, and people who do good, bad deeds will smell bad, like stink. So I have this ability of tell good and the bad.
他当众生做善的时候可以生善趣，当做恶的时候可以生恶趣，他说我都知道的。
Okay, and people who do good deeds will be born in good realms, and people who do bad deeds will no doubt born in bad realms.
好，第五个呢，他说我还知道这个人呢、啊，他应该是修圣文，是修声闻的二圣圣道呢，让他去观察这个四圣地呢，或是这个人应该修十二因缘的缘觉道，或是这个人应该进入一切自己的菩萨道。他说我都明白，这个叫内明。
So I also understand, I also have the ability to tell, which, vehicles is best suited for that practitioner, whether it's small vehicles or Bodhisattva path.
他说像这样，你就知道发现他只修一个工巧名齁，就是这五名都通了。他说所以上上面这个东西的我完全了解，而且我能令众生也都能够学习这样的法门，让众生能够得到所谓的究竟的清净。
So, you see, he only practices one ability and he can understand the rest of, he can game have, has the rest of abilities.
他说另外呢，我还知道菩萨的算法。他说呢，我可以计算什么？计算在沙里面有多少颗粒。然后我还计算知道说东方呢，一切世界种种的差别。南西北方一切世界的种种差别，甚至我还知道一切东西的长短宽窄大小，它是氧还是钙，圆方三角多角的世界， 及他们所有的名字。他说我知道一切的节，什么节什么节的名字，一切佛名，一切法名，一切众生名，一切业名，一切的菩萨名，我都能够完全了解。他说这个方法叫做一切工巧大神通智光明的法门。
And also he knows how, he's very good at counting. He knows how to count grains of sand. And he also knows all the differences in all the worlds from the east, west, south, north. And he understands all kinds of different shapes of the world. It's short or long, it's wide or narrow, big or small. It's round or triangle. And also he knows all the names of eons, Buddha realms, Dharma names, sentient beings names, and all the Bodhisattvas names, all the names that I cannot pronounce, he knows.
好，这个方法叫做一切工巧大神通智光明法门。
So this method is called the great knowledge, the door of knowledge in including higher knowledge of all practical arts.
我觉得真的要谢谢思明啊，因为真的不容易翻，在华严经里面是真的非常的殊胜，他每一个名相其实代表的东西都非常的殊胜。
It is difficult to translate, so you get what I mean. Don't get obsessed with what I say.
好，佛经就描述到这里，就描述到这样子。那问菩萨，你们得到什么东西？佛经的描述，他去参访一个在玩沙的小孩子，然后小孩子跟他讲说，我透过这个玩沙呢，我懂得什么叫工巧名，甚至于我通了五名，就只有这样就结束了。
So this is what the sutra says. So basically sutra tells you that Sudana met a youth playing sands, was there, and he told Sudana that he mastered one ability of the practical arts, and then heunderstands the rest of the supernatural abilities.
当然啦，善财童，当然这个善知识就是跟他讲说，我只能教到这样的，你还去参访下一个善知识吧。
Of course, he also mentioned that this is, you know, all I know, and I will recommend you to visit the next good knowing advisor.
好，那我们来讨论一下，刚才我们听到这一段东西，我们得到什么东西
？Now, so let's pause and discuss.This is what you have learned, what the sutra has told us. What do you learn from it?
好，我们想说这些童子啊，这些童子他不在这个河旁边在玩沙吗？哈，在玩对仗。然后呢，他们就坐像做佛像或是拜佛。其实像这些孩子们，他尽情在这个游戏当中，这个时间，他还有时间感吗？时间对他是完全没有意义的。时间只是流，时间这样流逝，像水这样流过，所以他们只是认真的投入在每一次的沙雕当中，每一次的当中。
Sorry, I missed one important point. Is when they were playing in the sand, they were not just playing. They actually using the sand doing sand sculpture of Buddha statues. So okay, coming back. When they were playing in the sand, making those Buddha statues and the prostrating to Buddha statues.When they were playing, do they have the concept of time?
这个时间的流逝跟这个河水的流逝其实一样，都是自然的现象。
So, the passage of time is so natural. It's just like the passage of the water next to them. So it's like a natural phenomenon.
所以这个河水的视线，它为什么会这样？为什么它会讲说在河水流河流的旁边？主要是这个河流它所呈现出来也就是没有时间的这样的一个概念，一条河的河水在同一个时间的时候是在整个河道的不同的地方，从源头、河口、河道，甚至在山里面，甚至在瀑布、在渡口，甚至在海洋、在沙石之间，它是无所不在的，它是当下的一切，不是过去也不是未来，它不是过去的影子也不是未来的暗示，只有当下，当下，当下。
So why the sutra says that Guno Advisor was playing near the river? Because the river, there's no time concept for river, for the water in the river. Because at the same time, the river appears in the, you know, the upstream, the, in the mountains, in the falls, in the sea, in the sands. So the water is everywhere. So right at that moment, there's no time concept for that river. It's not that the water is from the past or the water is from the future. It's just right in that moment.
你听懂吗？小孩子玩的时候玩的是开心的不得了，是根本没有时间的观念。他就当下在玩的时候，就是那个当下那个状态，他就是这么欢喜。
So, can you understand it? When the youth is playing the sand, he lives in the presence. He lives in the present. There's no concept of time.
可是我们为什么会烦恼？因为呢，我们虽然在这个时间经过，但是呢，我们会抓着过去的记忆，不然就是幻想未来。这样的时候，当然心会不自在啊，那就是我们的烦恼啊。所以我们应该像孩子这样小菩萨在玩一样，当下投入的每一个状态，在每一个当中，每一个 moment 当中，享受所谓的游戏神通神美啊。
So why do people have vexations? It's because our minds are constantly in the past or in the future. So our mind was bothered by those thoughts. That's why we can't enjoy the present and can't enjoy this samadhi of the presence.
好，这是我们看到这个水哈、哦、跟这个东西。那我们来看这个沙，这个沙代表什么意思？这个沙它是被可塑的，一次弄完了堆掉重新再来，对吗？可塑性表示这个沙它是无自性的嘛，对吧？它是无自性的，它是空性的嘛。所以这个你在堆沙的这个人的内心，你想怎么弄怎么堆，它就变成什么样出来，听懂意思吗？所以你可以知道外界呈现出来其实都是 为我们心所造的嘛。所以为什么孩子会这么欢喜，他就想怎么做就怎么做，怎么做怎么做。可是我们的心为什么会这么纠结，就是因为常很多事情不随我们的意嘛。你可以在当中看到这个要用童子的呈现玩沙跟我们自己生活当中这一切来相对照的时候，为什么我们心这么不自在，你可以看到原因了吗？
Now we finished analyzing why it's river, right? Why they're playing next to river. Now we take a closer look at the sand that they were playing with. So what's the nature of the sand? When children were playing with sand, they can make anything that they like, make all kinds of things by sand. And the sand does not have interesting self nature, and it's entirely created by your mind. What you want it to appear is entirely created by your mind. That's why those youths are very happy when they play in sand, because they can create whatever they like. And for ordinary beings, where we have vexations because things does not go the way we like.
就这样子我们可以看到，空就是有啊，有就是空啊，这个空有不二，而且呢，万法唯心所造。
So now we can understand the emptiness is forms, and forms are emptiness, and everything is created by the mind.
好，我想我今天要讲在这边停住哈。今天我们讲了四个四位的善知识哈，我把这边做一点结论。第一位是参访这个所谓的圣热婆罗门嘛，哈，圣热婆罗门最后告诉我们是一切都是无为无我，然后真正面对，然后回到本来面目。
So now I want to stop here and give a little summary. Today we talked about four good knowing advisors, and the first one is called Brahma Victorious Heat. And the takeaway point is no self, and you need to face yourself.
好，第二位就是慈禧童女，那就是王国王的女儿，她不是有个很漂亮的宫殿吗？就告诉我们说，一切都是幻化的，一切都是唯心所造的。你只要无我的话，就可以照见本来的面目。
And the second good knowing advisor is that princess, and then good kind conduct. And the takeaway point there is she has a great palace. She's a wonderful palace, but she understands the palace is illusory as well. Everything exists based on causes and conditions.
第三位是这个善见比丘。这个善见比丘呢，他可以同时看到很多像，就是他有五种名嘛，哈，他就知道我们叫做一念清净，一念见净土，念念清净，念念是净土。
And the third good knowing advisor is good seeing bhikshu, and from there we learned if each thought is pure, then each moment you're in the pure land. If you all your thoughts are pure, and you will always be in the pure land.
最后一位就是这个自在主童子，我们知道是空即是有，有即是空，空有不二，万法唯心所造。
And the last good knowing advisor is this youth, and we learned that the emptiness is form, and form is precisely emptiness. They are not two things.
好，我想我们今天就讲到这个地方。只要你希望下面参访的哪个善知识，且听下回分解。
So that's it for today. If you want to hear more adventures, welcome to come next time.
我的下一次的是在12月份的，应该是第二个礼拜吧。第二个礼拜我会连续有两次的 talk。
So, my next lecture will be in December, probably 2 weeks, in December, after December, in December, into December. There will be two continuous talks.
好，那我们就一起来回向，请拿出你的回向器。
Let's recite the verse on merit transfer.